Greetings in Jesus' name on this second day of December, the year of our Lord 2022. It's currently in the 20s outside. It's a fabulous Friday, Bluebird Day, and the sun is just beaming into the windows. When I built our home here a few years ago, I made the plan and the preparation to build our home toward the east. My study is facing due east. And every morning I'm able to enjoy the beautiful sunshine. And then we made it purposely. I placed the position of the house purposely so that in the west, when the sun sets, it goes into our eight windows into our dining area. And we're just able to revel in the fact of our great God and His faithfulness and how He warms us with the beautiful sunshine and gives us all that we need to be able to make it in this journey of life. We had great services last night in Wells, Maine at the Wells Branch Baptist Church, continuing our study through the book of Philippians. And then just a banner day, wide open for Christ. Was able to put 60 sheets of 5/8 plywood, 5/8 drywall in the building, and was able to finish the installation of a door, and was able to also go and visit with another individual in our town and try to lead them to Christ for a couple hours. And just it's just amazing. All of the things that you can get accomplished for Christ as you labor for Him. I'm headed down to the chapel service in just a moment to preach chapel, and then working all day laboring for Christ on this mission field of Maine. I want you to take your Bibles and look with me in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 7, where the Bible says, "And delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked." Lot looked, Lot chose, and Lot walked into Sodom, and there he dwelt. He chose to raise his family among the heathens. And you said, what happened? Well, the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 8, "For that righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds." That's what happened to just Lot. And don't think for a moment, just a little less scripture reading, just a little less prayer time, just a little less church attendance, just a little vexing here and a little vexing there, and before long, you don't even go to church on Sunday night. And before long, you don't even go to church on Wednesday night. And before long, you're not even in church at all. And mysteriously enough, it's all the preacher's fault. I've had this happen. I've been at this for 33 years. And I've had people turn the tables over and over and over and over again. I've watched them. I've screamed. I've held up signs. I've held up roadblocks. I've preached the word of God in power. And I've cried. I've wept. I've said, "You're going down the wrong path." I can see it. It's obvious. And we are what we are by the grace of God. But this vexing of the soul happens through the dwelling in the world, and the world vexes, and the world just absolutely tortures that saint of God and rails on them. And before long, they do not have the stand nor the stamina that they used to have. And don't turn it around on the preacher's head. Don't turn it around. Don't blame it on anybody else. Own it, my dear friend. Own it. Your soul has been vexed. Just own it today. "My soul has been vexed by the unlawful deeds of this wicked world, and therefore I am not what I need to be for Christ. And for heaven's sake, repent of your unlawful deeds and turn back to Christ." 2 Peter 2:9 says, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations." God knows how to deliver you. He will deliver you if you'll only look toward Him. Don't stay in Sodom and ruin your life and wreck your life. Come out of that ungodly place and live for Christ. Oh, there's so many opportunities to live the victorious Christian life. May the Lord help us today. May the Lord bless us. May we be encouraged, and may we live for Christ all throughout this weekend and throughout the rest of our life. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless. bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on Monday.